All right, Saturday continues. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com, 20 May 2023. I was a little bit on fire this morning in that first podcast. I had an itch, I had to scratch it. I sure wish the churches would wake up. The churches are the WMDs of this civil war that we are in. We're in a civil war. I'm telling you, we're in a civil war. The problem is one side hasn't even woke up yet. And they're walking all over us. They're jamming down child butchery down our throats. They're normalizing the butchering of children in America. It's normalized. They've normalized invading us with people unlike us. Why? In order to get, it's a genocide project against the white race. I'm telling you, I don't care if you don't like it. I don't care if you're not white. I don't care if you're married to somebody that's not white. I don't care. It's a genocide project against the white race. And they're doing it in Europe, and they're doing it in North America, in Australia, New Zealand, probably the same thing. Oh, you're not diverse enough. You need to let a bunch of Somalians in, a bunch of black Muslim Somalians in. Oh, French, you can't say that. That's racist. I don't care what you call it. If you don't unshackle your chains from the morality of Satan, you guarantee destruction for yourself and your descendants. And you dishonor your ancestors. And by the way, honoring your ancestors is the fifth commandment. Honor your father and mother. Honor your father and mother. And by honoring your father and mother, you honor your ancestors. Don't make them ashamed of you, saying, my God, what happened to you, son? What made you turn away from love of your own race, love of your own parents? That's the fifth commandment. Jesus Christ went to war against the Pharisees over the fifth commandment. Matthew chapter 15. Matthew chapter 15, 1 through 14, I think it is. Pharisees come up. They want to talk about the washing of the hands. And Jesus says, I wish I could cuss on the show, but I can't. But when he calls them a brood of vipers, that is less a cuss word than a reference to Genesis 3, 14, and 15. You're Satan's children. You're Satan's very own children. You want to talk about washing of the hands, and yet you turn the children against their parents? You turn the children against your parents. You say to honor your father and mother, give the money to us? You brood of vipers, you synagogue of Satan, you seed of the devil, said Jesus Christ to these Pharisees. And we got Pharisees today wandering around, demonstrating how holy and righteous they are. Oh my God, look at me. I'm not racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, anti-Semitic like Fritz. Oh, I can't, I'm not, that's racist. You hypocrite, you Pharisee, you spreader of hate. When people go around and call you a Nazi and a racist, they are propagating hate. They are the Pharisees. They're the hypocrites that Jesus Christ hated. People going, oh, you're a racist. You're an anti-Semite. You're a sexist. You're propagating hate against me. You're a hypocrite. You're a liar and you're a hypocrite. You're a liar and you're Satan's. And I will take what Jesus Christ said. I'll take it to the bank and I'll spend it publicly and I'll be proud of it. I'll be proud of the words of Jesus Christ. Why is the church ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ? Literally ashamed of the words of Jesus Christ. Oh, I would never say that. I think you're taking that out of context. I don't believe that's true. Jesus never said that the Jews were devil's children. And I don't know whether to laugh or to weep. And I weep. I said, church, you have an opportunity. You have a chance to be loyal to our God, our Master, our King, Jesus Christ. But we'd rather grovel before the Antichrist. We'd rather grovel before the Antichrist and make the Antichrist happy. And then you wonder why this country's gone to hell. It's already gone to hell. And we're butchering children and we're calling that diversity and tolerance. Where's the church? Where's the pastors? And if you're a church and you got a pastor that won't stand up for this, fire him. Get a new pastor. Oh, but he's really a moral man. Well, that's what you get for having a moral pastor. He's so moral that the country's going to hell. The Pharisees were moral men too. Let me remind you of that. Jesus Christ said, hey, you're whitewashed tombs. You're beautiful on the outside. You got all together on the outside, but the inside you're wicked men. And you pervert the word of God. You pervert the word of God for your own dang traditions. You say, oh, we know what the Bible says, but we're going to interpret it this way. Don't honor your parents. Don't honor your ancestors. Don't be loyal to your race. Give the money to us instead. Church is the same way. Oh, you don't need to be loyal to your race. Be loyal to your church. Same way. Church is the same way. Church is the same way. Don't be loyal to your ancestors. Don't be loyal to your race. Be loyal to your church. And when Jesus Christ himself, he said, listen, you honor your ancestors. You darn well better be honoring your ancestors. Oh, I want to be racist. Jesus Christ came and said, I came only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He told the double minority with a special needs child, go away, I don't want to help you. Oh, but you can't say that. But Jesus Christ did. I'm telling you, our morality is screwed up. We've taken the morality of Satan. We've taken the morality of the synagogue of Satan. And we've listened to the false Jews, those who claim to be Jews but are not, but are liars and are Satan's synagogue, which are our university professors. And now it comes out of our mouth. You go to any Bible-believing evangelical church, well, we're not racist like those people. My God, where do you get this morality? Where does that come from? It doesn't come from the Holy Scriptures. It doesn't come from the Bible. It doesn't come from Jesus Christ. Moses' first act was a race murder. Oh, Fritz is advocating race murders. Listen, you can take my words. You can do whatever you want with them. I don't care. The church is so afraid of saying something that Jesus Christ said and that Moses did and that Paul did and Peter and John and Stephen. Stephen's first and only sermon, he get up and he accused the Jews of murdering Jesus Christ. The church can never do it today. Oh, that's anti-Semitic. It's anti-Semitic. I'm telling you, we're upside down. We're upside down and backwards. We're upside down and backwards. And we'll spend all our time feeding the poor, helping the sick, setting up pro-life clinics, which is always a good stuff. But we do that because Satan doesn't mind. I'm telling you the truth. Satan doesn't mind all those things. Go ahead and set up a pro-life clinic. Set up a place to feed the poor. Set up a place to clothe the people that are on the street. Oh, we'll give you money. Satan will say, we'll give you money. You go ahead. You need to be so busy doing that that you don't have time to say what Jesus Christ said. This is your new religion, church, Satan says. Antichrist says, oh, church, please, come on, Judeo-Christian church. Tell the world that the Jews are God's chosen people. Spend all your time helping the homeless and the poor and the hungry and the sick. But don't you dare say what Jesus Christ said. Don't you dare. We'll call you racist and anti-Semitic, and we will destroy you as a church. And the church has bent the knee to this. The church has bent the knee to this. Oh, we just want to be loving and helpful. And the Antichrist says, yes, it gives us a little golf clap. The Antichrist says, they're giving us a little golf clap. Yes, yes, you need to be accepting and loving and tolerant and diverse. And God loves everybody, and everybody welcome. But throw the homo flag out there in front just for added benefit, for extra points from the Antichrist that rules today in America. Hello? Y'all are waiting for something that's already happened. Y'all are waiting for something that's already happened. The great falling away has already happened. The Antichrist is already here. The beast is already ruined. And you're sitting there waiting for to get the big CH-47 from the sky to pick you up? The war is now. There's civil war in the United States. There's civil war in Europe. You just don't know it yet. You haven't participated. You haven't stood up. You haven't said I'm willing to fight for Jesus Christ and his word. And if you got a pastor that's afraid, fire him. Find a man, just a man that has an allegiance to the word of God, that's an allegiance to the words of Jesus Christ. There's a war on, and you think you're exempt, that it's not coming from you? If you're not in the war, you're on the wrong side. If you're not in the battle, you're on the wrong side already, because you stand by and you accommodate the Antichrist. You accommodate the beast. And they're butchering little kids, and the church wants to talk about a rapture seminar. I'm telling you, we all live in the greatest era that could ever exist if we're willing to grab hold of our sword and fight. Oh, you're advocating violence. I'm sick and tired of playing games with the Antichrist. Oh, you said this, you said that. Well, that's my whole point. That's my whole point. They're coming after every word you say, and it will be twisted against you. And they're the hypocrites. They can say whatever you want. They can go and burn down cities and murder people and murder Christians and murder white people, explicitly murdering white people because they're white, and they get a pass, a complete pass. And you say one thing, and you got the FBI and federal law enforcement agents after you, and people ratting you out to the Antichrist government. Oh, it's not, how can you say they're just... Why do you make excuses for the Antichrist? Why do you make excuses for the synagogue of Satan? Why do you make excuses for the devil's children? Why do you make excuses for the Antichrist? And you won't stand up for the words of Jesus Christ because you don't want to get persecuted. I'm telling you don't want to get persecuted. You say you're brave. You say you would never turn away and deny Jesus Christ. And we do it every day. Churches do it every day. By submitting to their orders for silence We only say what they allow us to say, and we won't say what Jesus Christ said. We've already submitted and bent the knee to the Antichrist. You would think butchering little children and showing pictures of it live to America would wake us up, but apparently it hasn't. Apparently that happened. Now, when you mess with our beer, oh God, we're going to stop buying Budweiser beer because you threw a little tranny on a can and we won't buy Budweiser beer. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know. And I mean that. I don't know what it's going to take for us to wake up. But I will give everything that I have and everything that I am for the church to wake up and for the white race to wake up. Am I loyal to the white race? Absolutely I am. No apologies. Oh, that's racist. Why do you accept Satan's values over the values of Jesus Christ, over the value of the fifth commandment? It was Jesus Christ that gave the fifth commandment to Moses, and he emphasizes it right there in Matthew chapter 15. Honor your ancestors. Be loyal to your race. Protect your lands. Protect your own lands. Protect your lands. Don't you the ancient race of Israel, ancient Hebrews, they were not going to allow an invasion of their lands. They went to war when their lands were invaded. How come we're not at war? They ever read the story of Gideon? His land was invaded. And he said, I'm going to war. Now, he didn't want to. He's just like me, just like you. I'm just trying to be the great man. He's down there beating out the wheat in the wine press. The Jesus Christ shows up and says, oh, you mighty warrior. And Gideon's looking around and says, not me. Who are you talking about? I'm nobody. I'm nobody, Jesus. I'm nobody. Oh, you mighty warrior. Oh, you mighty warrior. And he gave him a task. He says, first of all, you're going to address the evil in your own household. You're going to go address the evil, and it may cost you your life. And Gideon had to make a choice. And he knew it was very likely cost him his life to do what he did, to go down and burn the idols. Oh, we're a multicultural, inclusive church. You know, we love these people and those people and immigration and the Jews. And that's what his dad's household was like. We got a little altar to Ashtoreth here. We got a little altar to Baal. We do the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob thing. Gideon goes down here. He burns down Ashtoreth and Baal. He does it at night because he knows they're going to murder him. The men come out in the day and say, we're going to murder him. We're going to murder him. And by an act of God, his father stood up and intervened and said, no, you're not going to murder him. You will not murder my son. But Gideon was willing to give his life. His life for his race. He gave his life for his race. He was willing to give his life for his race. For the sons of Israel, he was willing to give his life. And it started out with confronting the evil in their own home. Not because daddy had a little girlfriend on the side. No, they worshiped the wrong God. They put up idols right next to the God of Jesus, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Baal and Asherah. We do the same thing. When we keep silent because the Antichrist tells us to shut up. When the Antichrist tells us to shut up and we shut up because we might be called the dirty names. Racist, sexist, homophobic, anti-Semitic. Oh, we don't want to be that. We want to be good Christians. No, you're not a Christian. You're not a Christian. You're a Judeo-Christian. You're an Antichrist Christian. Judaism is Antichrist. Gideon's father, he repented. He realized, he woke up that morning. He said, oh my God, my son was right. And he repented, and he was willing to give his life to protect his son and fight those men off. Where are you, Pastor? Where are you Christian? Are we willing to give our lives for anything? Anything at all? Anything whatsoever? Are we just trying to make it through life and hold on to our own life? This needs to ring in the pulpit. There needs to be an anger. Starting with ourselves for bending the knee to the Antichrist. And this needs to ring for I don't care if it's not perfect. I don't care if you hurt somebody's feelings. Jesus Christ offended a lot of people. I don't care if you don't say it perfectly. It doesn't matter. You got to say it. And it needs to come from millions of mouths, millions and millions and tens of millions in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Sweden. Come on, Swedes. That's the land of my forefathers, Sweden. And here you are. Your biggest enemies are not the invader. Your biggest enemies are your fellow white Swedes that are letting them in because they've bought the lies of Satan. They've bought the lies of the Antichrist. They hate their race. They've rejected the fifth commandment. They've rejected Jesus Christ. Those are your biggest enemies. It's not even the invader. Get rid of those enemies and then drive the invader out. And I mean that. Drive the invader out. Spain, there's a reason Spain's around. You know why Spain's still around? Because they drove out the invader. It took 700 years to drive the invader out. Swedes, get with it. It might take you 700 years, but you got to start now. And there's somebody who's got to stand up and be willing to lay down their life for their brothers and for their God. And that means doing what Gideon did. You stand up and you speak the truth. That means burning down Baal and burning down Ashtoreth. That's fine. Burn it down. It's got to start with these first steps. Gideon is the role model for 2023. Gideon's the role model for the rebellion against the Antichrist. I'm telling you, not looking for rich people, famous people, people with a lot of money from a good family. Just normal dudes, normal people, normal men, men with a pair. So you know what? I don't care if it costs me my life. Gideon's the example. And then his dad said, boom, whoa, hey, whoa, my son's right. And he repents. And he's willing to give his life to protect his son. And then the story unfolds from there. And right now, the stage of the game that we're in is Gideon getting up and getting off his butt and doing something. That's the stage of the game we're in. We're not at the stage of the game when he goes out and he blows the trumpets on top of the mountain and all the bad people die. We're not even there yet. We're where he's to see, are you willing to give your life right now and to address these issues in your own church? Oh, that'll cause disunity and we have to have unity in our church. Well, tell that to Gideon. Please, go tell that to Gideon. Gideon, you're introducing division in our society. And the church invents these false moralities. It takes their cues from Satan. You've got the seed of the serpent out there introducing division and racial division and stirring up hatred towards the white race. It's only one direction. Stirring up hatred towards the white race. They're the hypocrites that Jesus Christ warned you about. They're the hypocrites that Jesus Christ hated. Same people, same race, same religion. But you want to keep them happy, don't you? So they don't persecute you. Gideon wanted to keep them happy too. Well, I don't want to persecute my family and my friends and my neighbors. I don't want to have them hate me. So I'll just be tolerant and diverse and realize that they have their own path to go on. FritzBergen, bloodandfaith.com.